Well, when it came to the final month of 2010, Hendry County Extension Director Gene McAvoy says,
"It's been a rough one.
As producers have had to deal with a multitude of issues.
We've had the earliest freezes that we've had in South Florida in over 30 years. December was almost the coldest on record for South Florida since historical records have been kept. We had three major freezes, wiped out a lot of our vegetable crops.
And now that estimates on those losses are starting to come in, McAvoy says it's not pretty.
We lost probably 50% of our tomato crop, almost 100% of corn and beans, cucumbers, 70% of the squash, 100% of the watermelon that was in the ground."
McAvoy says they have estimated that just for the area of Southwest Florida, including Lee, Charlotte, Collier, Glades, and Hendry counties,
over $200 million worth of vegetable crops were destroyed by the freeze of the 14th and 15th of December.
And you'll notice that number is actually from the freeze before this last one. As with three freezes in 1 month, McAvoy says you can't kill the same plant twice, but damage estimates can grow.
And we've had some, increases. Some of the stuff that survived got beat up some more. Some of the stuff that survived and we were trying to salvage got completely frozen out, so it'll probably be a 15% or 20% increase in the amount of damage that we see.
And as bad as the month of December was for our growers, it was simply the icing on an already difficult year.
It's gonna be very tough on a lot of you, especially your smaller low resource farmers. This is the second time they've been frozen out in the same year as we had those massive freezes in January at the beginning of the year.
As always, stay tuned and log on to southeastagnet.com as we will continue to have more news and information on this developing story. Julie McPeak with Southeast Agnet.